Okay, so, okay, that's even better. I'll do MP3. Well, because in reality, he's right. What he was doing in there didn't even record in high def, but this read just MP3 anyway, so it'll end up being an MP3. Okay, so Ron did a couple of ads that I kind of liked a lot of things about it. Didn't pull very well, right? So let's assume, first of all, number one, that people were being responsive to this media right now, right? Let's just assume that's the case, right? Which I think we can argue, right? Yeah.
Well, that's what I didn't realize.
Well, that's probably a piece of it. That's probably a piece of it. But let's put that aside for a second. How would we analyze this thing, right? How would we analyze how this piece did? Well, what are the first questions we should ask before we even look at the piece, right? Okay, what was the list?
List was criteria for the list that was actually drawn. Either 80 or 90,000 and up income, homeowner, 4 to 12 years of age, household computer. There was about 7 criteria.
How many people on the list?
There were, initially there was 2,500 people on the list, 2,800 people on the list. I split it in half, in part because I wanted the, I think it was because of a timing issue or something. I just wanted to do a split on it and offset the run. But then there was an additional 200 in-house people formerly stepped in the door at some point or another or did an after-school program with me or whatever. So piece went out to a total of about 1,200 people.
Okay, so it went out to about 1,200 people. 200 of them were warmish,
yes.
And 1,000 were dead cold.
Yes.
Okay.
One mailing.
Yes. Well, no. I mean, look. This is the analytical process, right? This isn't now what a lot of people do, and especially people that, well, like me, probably 15 to 20% of my responsibility is writing copy and trying to get things to work better, right? And people that are in a position, which is you too, by the way, right? I mean, that's what you're doing. And a lot of times we immediately jump into, well, you know, I would have bolded this headline and I would have offset this testimonial and put the byline. But then we forget that we only sent 500 pieces to an unqualified list of cold prospects who maybe don't even have a pulse. You know, which is the argument that Rob was talking about. I've got a NAPMA member pissed off at me that she sent 500 postcards from our print-on-demand service. She sent 500 postcards to a cold list. Which, by the way, she screwed up the list when she pulled it, and ColorWorks called her back like a couple days later and said, hey, the list you rented isn't really the list you want. You forgot to put families in there with children and all this other stuff, and helped them buy a new list, basically gave them a new list, ran the postcards, mailed them, and now they've only been in the mail stream, I think, for 2 days, and she's irritated she hasn't gotten any calls yet. Well, number one, the mail isn't even there yet, right? But number 2, 3, 4, and 5, 500 is a hell of a small list of cold folks, right? To expect a lot of calls. Number next is, you know, I called your school. It rang 3 times and went straight to voicemail at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. No. Well, I called last night too.
Yeah.
Well, how do you know how many calls you got? You know, were you using a telephone number that tracks how many calls came in and all that sort of stuff? So you don't really know the number. So plus, I went to your website, and your website repels me if I'm a parent. I mean, does it not attract me? I'm not saying the website isn't attractive to me as a parent. I'm saying it repels me if I'm a parent. You know what I mean? So now most folks will get your piece and, you know, probably go to the internet and look you up, right?
And that's the one that came in. That's how they came in. They looked at the piece and then went on the internet.
Yeah,
and got
through
the internet.
Well, which is a piece of this puzzle is, you know, what's my normal hits on my website, and it, you know, you see a little spike when that mail piece hits, and you see what happened. So, but you see what I'm saying? So just in the analytical process of this discussion, it's number one, what was the list? Message market media, right? Then we can get into what the piece looks like, right? So we got 1,200 folks, which isn't a very big sample. 200 I like. I like the 200 that are warmish. You know, I wish there was a list of 1,200 of those folks.
Yeah.
You know,
working on that.
Well, yeah. I mean, I if you're gonna, if your budget / paradigm / logistics necessitate that you're only going to send 1,000 or 1,500 pieces, you know, certainly a list of people who know about you is better. but you know, 1,200. And so okay, so and then what was the number exactly? How many calls or what was the one call? One call that you could track.
Yes.
Which means well, when you asked, how did you hear about us? Everybody write this down. Telecapture.com. For like, I don't know what the money is, $3 a month, or maybe it's $6 a month, or at worst it's $9 a month. They'll assign you a local phone number that you can track every email.
Telecapture what?
Telecapture.com.
That is beautiful. As you mentioned.
Yeah. Yeah, it's cheap. It's cheap as hell. You get. It'll email you. I'll show you my art. Well, because I'm projecting on that. But it'll email you every day the number of unique callers that called, how many repeat callers called, all that stuff, right? So you put that phone number only on one piece of ad, and you'll know what it's pulling, right? I mean, you'll know exactly how many calls it's stimulating. You won't know how many go to the website necessarily, unless you put in a unique URL, which is another technique. Which is one thing that we aren't terribly good with a franchise, to be honest with you, because we're driving all the traffic to freekarate.com. See, now we should be driving into, like, you know, I don't know, you know, some other URL so we can know what it does, but, you know, that's rounding error in this case. So telecapture.com, you put the unique phone number in there, you know exactly how many calls you got, right? Because right now, of course, you're just trusting that when you ask them how did they hear about us, they say, oh, I got your thing in the mail, right? So that's another tool, right? And literally, it's like $8 or $9 a month. So what other questions haven't we asked before we look at this? We talked about the list.
Frequency.
We talked about the frequency. It was a one-time hit,
yeah.
Right? Which, again, is, you know,
but
I should say it's
completely infrequent because it's a list that I used about 3 months ago, 4 months ago. So they've been hit before within the last quarter.
Okay.
And it was with this ad. It was the last one. So it was for it's the beginning of summer, so... At the beginning of summer, they got hit with this, then they just got hit with that.
Okay.
So it's almost identical, looking at different offers.
Okay, that's good information.
But I found out as through filtering, because I just sent out another piece right now for a split one for fitness leadership study, using that same list, so it hits again right away. There's a lot of dated names on the list that I didn't filter very clearly before. So there's like,
where'd you get the list?
Like
either
Info USA
like
or.
So you downloaded it.
Whoever. So yeah, it was a
download.
But I found it, like, my program director, I'm like, just, you know, double check.
How many returns did you get? Bad addresses.
On that one, none.
So it's not even through the mail stream yet. Oh.
Yeah. No, that's been out for quite a while.
You're mailing pre-sort, so you're not going to get returns.
I get returns on them sometimes.
You
want the pre-sort, sort I do. Why, I don't know, because they should just disappear. But
well, it's pre-sort standard, so it's not pre-sort bulk. So you're right. You wouldn't
okay.
Get returns. You'll have to pay for them on the back end. Okay, whatever. No returns. See, that's interesting.
One of the names on the list was a school teacher who retired 20 years ago or 10 years ago. You know, a guy's 60-some years old was on the list. One of my former clients who moved 5 years ago was on the list. You know, but why the mail didn't come back, I don't know if they just delivered it anyways because it was an ad or what the deal was, because I never got a return on it, but...
That's a whole other issue.
Yeah.
So let's get back into the mechanics. So the list, the frequency, the media, it's a self-mailer, right? What else? Other criteria before we start talking about, you know, copy and stuff? Oh, you have to fly out. Thank you, sir.
See you, sir.
Thank you,
Rob.
Thank
you.
Next day and a half.
Yeah, these are tough ones.
Yeah, this is a good one.
This is a fine. This is
although all of you should have been rolling this one, Rose.
Oh yeah.
Next time we'll hybridize the meme. We'll do it while we're.
We can do that.
Get you back in Florida, man. Okay. Any other mechanics before we get anywhere? Okay. So self-mailer format. Right? I mean, the upside with self-mailer is that you, which, by the way, he executed very well. Right? Can't miss the headline.
Well, part of it, too, I tried to not make it a miss to begin with. It went in the mailbox like this.
It mailed as a flat?
It mailed as a flat.
I like it even better.
So, yeah, I mean, I made sure it went as a flat.
Well, yeah, this isn't tabbed or anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's even better. I like it mailing as a flat better. But even if it were a self-mailer like this, you know, this is a really good strategy, right? may even want a secondary headline on the second piece of it, but you know, this way at least you've got to do something before you throw it away, right? Okay.
No, you can help pass
no,
this one wrong because this is
yeah, you
this
you
is
you
almost the same ad,
some
slightly different wording because that one's for 3 weeks, this one's for the 6 weeks of summer. Virtually everything else is about identical. No, I wasn't, even though I have 1,000 of those sitting on my desk.
Yeah.
It wasn't smart enough to bring.
Well,
you know,
why don't you, Ron, during the break, why don't you go downstairs and make a photocopy of these?
Okay.
They've got a copy here. Just give it to the front desk. They'll do
okay.
it for you. Because there's some really good copy in here.
I'd just like to make one comment regarding the postcard idea, flyer, whatever you call it. I use Get Members for many years and would mail out 5,000, 2,500 twice.
Mm-hmm.
And would always get 3 or 4 or 5 students at whatever cost it would be. You know, 3-4 times return on investment always worked.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Last fall, 2008, I did the exact same thing. I got zero. I got one inquiry.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
Just this year for the back to school, I decided I'm not going to buy any list. I'm just going to use my house list. It's about 1,000 names just for kids.
Mm-hmm.
About 1,000 names. Mailed twice.
Mm-hmm.
Nice postcard. Everything's good. No response. Period. It's not working.
Yeah. It's what we talked about on the first day. People are. Windows, doors, boarded up, huddled in the corner in a sweaty mass of vomit.
Yeah.
Because they're so afraid.
But the other end of that, though, it's still something we should probably be mailing out, not looking for a response, but once they unboard their windows, that they start coming out of the woodwork, that
it's when they unboard their windows is what I don't know, which is why we're doing some direct mail sequences to the hottest list we can find and you know that sort of stuff. But which is good news. It's bad news that, you know, you probably lost money on those beads. Well, maybe.
No, like I said, I had a kid came in, then they're excited.
I mean, there's probably.
I say there's probably a 90% chance they're going to roll.
12
in which case,
pieces.
It'll be
how much does it cost
to
get out?
With postage, less than $1,000. Or about $1,000,
I mean, it's an expensive piece. This is an expensive piece. I mean, it's a good looking.
Yeah.
Well, if you get one sign up, they paid for it.
Yeah, like I said, it's about a buck a piece on that, but with the postage.
Which is in an unfortunate position for us to be in. But definitely make a couple copies of this because I went through this pretty thoroughly, and there's some really good copy in here. There's some really good strategy in here. There's some really good stuff in here. I really like the value build. I don't like the structure of the value build, but I like what you did with the value build. I'd rather it go down than across.
Yeah.
But you know, I mean, we could get into small cosmetic copy issues on this deal, but in reality, this is light years beyond 2 years ago when anybody was put into the mail for martial arts schools, and yet it pulled what it pulled.
Mm.
I think the inherent lesson we ought to be taking from that is, let's go ahead and build a really nice personalized follow-up sequences for warm leads right now, and especially when they're warmest. And for the cold market, we need to be guerrilla. We need to be guerrilla marketers. You know, we need to now, unfortunately, do the stuff I don't like to do as much. You know, paper and ink is good, but we got to get out in front of them.
Right. I tell you what, this is really.
But Ron, this is really good stuff. I mean, this is really good stuff.
Glad to hear that because I kept with my call. Why is this?
Well,
and I was just
well, but
you know, like I said, I didn't realize everybody was having a major drop off in the direct mail. I just beat my. You know, like I said, I did that piece first. Actually, I did another one prior or just after that piece that was similar. Then I did that piece, and like response just wasn't there. Now that came out in summer, so you know I had I think 6 or 7 people come in on that, so it wasn't a complete wash. I did actually get people who responded to that ad, but that 6 week of summer one, there's always the mindset: oh, summer's over, the 6 weeks are over, we're done with the karate. You know, so next year I'm not even going to run something like that for summer. I'm going to just do a 2 week, 3 week, whatever. I'm no more 6 week summer special because it's a killer to try to get them. I've always had problems with them on the back end. This summer, way worse. But that one, I got response on.
Is this a Frankenstein? Or where did you get the chunks of copy for this and stuff? Did you just kind
of
do all this?
Oh, some of it's mine, some of it's chunks of other stuff.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Oh, this is out of something you gave me, I think. This is out of a copy I got from you. This is mine. This is mine.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah.
But yeah, like I said, there's this is something I got from. I think this comes out of off this, or this is an article. So I pulled that from an article that you sent out or something. Like I said, it's from you somehow.
Yeah.
But then, part of the deal is this.
Probably buy.
And here's. I don't have. I wish I had one of my older ads. I happen to have a really, I don't know if you noticed, but the graphics are pretty nice on it.
Yeah.
I have a very good graphic artist in my school who just started. We're doing a trade karate for graphic design work. She normally charges about $90 an hour for her,
sure,
her design work. And she's got two boys. I'm like, yeah, I'd be more than happy to trade.
exactly.
She's done multiple things for me. And like I said, the next one that I'm getting ready to do, and this is actually going to be a piece that's going to go, you can help me with this, just refreshing my memory. Miko did, remember like we did the Fort Lauderdale thing, Miko was there, and he was talking about that, all the bully seminar stuff that he did, and he was doing the thing inside the newspaper, color front and back insert in the newspaper, and he was getting, incredible response off that. So that's what this piece is going to be. I haven't figured out what to put on the back of it yet. It's probably going to be something that's similar to this, explaining bully stuff. But this is my piece that I want to do. I just haven't figured it all out, all the parts of it yet. But this is going to go in the newspaper, Wednesday paper. Wednesday paper draws the best over there.
How much is it?
It's cheap. It's 10,000 pieces, $400. It's even if I, like I said, it's hard to pass that up just for the volume alone. I mean, it was originally a year ago, the newspaper was going to charge me $900 some to do this.
Yes, yeah, they're all struggling.
They're down to $400 to do this thing for me. Full color, glossy, just like that.
I mean, you know what I'm going to say. look, if they're skeptical of the media, they're skeptical of the media. Right? Any offer is probably not going to work real well. Is $400 worth taking a shot at it? Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Right? You get two info calls. I mean, I'm good with that. But at the same time, I mean, you know, what if you did, it's got to be guerrilla stuff, man, I'm telling you. Any thoughts on that?
Well,
I mean, it's a good piece. Look, I think we all agree that there's a lot of stuff in here. That's really good stuff.
The Jonathan solution would be take the $400 and hire somebody.
Yeah, to go put them on cars.
So to go walk around and talk to people and, you know, ring phone numbers off of the list, call people directly and say, hey, you know what, I know your child is at so-and-so elementary school, and I just want to let you know we're having a free community seminar on anti-bullying. $400 buys you, 40 hours of phone call.
Mm-hmm.
You give them a script. And
which, by the way, cold outbound telemarketing is not a bad way, to do this business. You got to do an awful lot of leads to get anybody to do anything, and most of us don't have as many staff members as Jonathan does.
Poor John.
My conclusion is I'm skeptical of the media. I like the message. The market is a little flaky because you got 1,000 dead cold people and you got 200 semi-warms. The message I think is dead on. I think the offer's fine. It could be executed a little bit better back here, but I think it's relevant. It's such a low price point. I just think it's just people aren't responsive right now to this media.
So to make it feasible,
this
was free.
Hmm?
Could you take
this was free?
This what?
This was free.
I did an AB split on that, $99 and then free, which I had an even draw on both, which I was kind of surprised. I had as many call on that for the $99 as I did for the free.
Well, that's such a small sample.
Yeah.
Right.
Such a small
sample. Well, that one went out to, it's still a small sample. That was went out to a whole group. It went out to 2,500, I think, or something like that. So, or 2,000. That went out to 2,000.
Telecapture. That way you really know how many people are down.
$6. I'm on the website.
Is it $6?
It's
yeah.
$6 a month and 6 cents a minute.
There's also an unlimited minute plan.
Not according to this.
Yeah, I got. I'm doing
is
that.
Yeah, this is great.
I think
this is phenomenal.
Yeah.
I like that.
So I have this piece.
You might be right. It might be always 6 cents a minute.
If you do the most expensive plan, it goes down to $5. But I mean,
yeah, you might be right.
Here's an example.
Inexpensive.
Here's an example.
Yeah,
so I have one more piece that's going to be going out that actually hits the mailboxes today. Probably 4 years ago, we did a leadership fitness study. I don't know if any of you guys have ever done that before. comes out of the health club industry. The whole idea behind leadership fitness study is, we need 50 volunteers. It's a 30-day deal. Your kids required to come in 2 times a week. And I'll make a copy of this and pass it on. Your kids required to come in 2 times a week, this, that, the other thing. So the top, this top one, tell me, is that a fine looking ad or what? Compared to that. The top one I ran, like I said, about 4 or 5 years ago. Best piece I ever had to go. In 3 days, we had 20 calls that turned into 35 intros that we did in a week, which was a pain in the butt because at that time I was not set up to do group intro time, wasn't in the schedule. So I'm doing back-to-back intros just all day, every day, just intro, intro, intro. Because part of it is you got to do all these measurements with them first, this, that, the other thing. Try to replicate it after.
You were doing like the full fitness thing.
Check your flexibility, check your balance, check this, that, the other thing. And then it was an intro after that. So it's 45 minutes every time that's taken up because my normal first intro takes a half an hour. But the flaw of the original one was it just says kids. It's supposed to say kids want it. So the next time I sent it out, I changed it to kids want it. I changed this, that. Every time I changed it, the thing kept getting worse and worse and worse. So finally, last week, I'm like, why don't I just change it back to the one that worked originally and not change the things that were screwed up on it? But I also want to do an A-B split on it. So again, the same graphics designer, she gave me some different layouts for doing a leadership fitness study. So this is the one that's going against it. So it's a group of kids sitting across this front, 50 kids, 50 children needed for leadership fitness study, explains all the same deal. Again, we've had, and there's 6 schools up in my area that we're affiliated. And we run kind of all the same stuff. And we've tried it at different times of the year. Sometimes January works, sometimes it doesn't, sometimes March works. So I'm trying it right now because it's kind of in that lull between, football's coming to an end, but none of the winter sports have really started yet. So I'm, like I said, who knows? It may hit, it may not. But this one always seems to work just because, it's kind of guerrilla a little bit because it's not, hey, you do want to take karate. We're trying to improve our program. We need your help. You get the benefit of just coming in and doing it. Your kid can see what karate's all about, but we're just doing it for our own internal reasons. So it's very non-threatening. We have a disclaimer right on it. There's no obligation, no cost or obligation to join Karate America, and all results are kept confidential. And again, when I find out, tomorrow, before we're all said and done, I should know if we're getting any response. Because I don't know about you guys, but when I do direct mail, 95% of my response comes in the first 3 days. Then after that, I get very little response from that point on.
About right.
Is that what you guys find when you do direct mail, or?
I get very slow response.
Yeah.
My response takes for all of my work is sort of I'll get a blip in the first week, and then I'll get response over the next 12 months.
Okay.
I people who hold on to my flyers for long periods of time. I get. Christmas packages with flyers I hand out on the July 4th parade.
Okay. How about you, Charles? You good?
That's one of the things I want to put out there today because I really haven't done any direct response marketing. Mm-hmm. I mean, not that way. I mostly market to the schools and some other things like that, which I want to talk about, but I'm not really qualified to make a comment.
I don't do a tremendous amount of direct mailing. We do some.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but any advertising that we do, when the advertising hits, that's what we see. We see, a big rush the first 2-3 days that it's out, and then, it drops off, and then, over the course of the next 6 to 8 weeks, you'll get one here, one there, one here, one there, that held on to it and weren't ready yet. But
no.
For the most part, it's immediate, yeah.
Is that what you guys find too, or?
Pretty much. Direct man?
So, like I said, I'll make copies of this, but again, this was kind of my version of guerrilla marketing, because again, it talks about karate, but it's like says kind of backdoor because it's not saying, hey, come join a karate class. This is, we're doing a study. Do you want to be involved? Because people are like, oh, okay, this isn't really me having to commit to anything. I can just come in and see what it's all about. So it's very non-threatening on their aspect. Like I said, with my bully one, I just got to finish. I haven't figured out what exactly I want to do on the back or.
Again, if you're going to go into the newspaper and insert media, I don't know that I would test full color before.
price was
inconsequential.
$50 difference.
That's right. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it was,
well,
like,
I mean, they're hurt.
Ridiculous.
Right now. They're hurt.
Yeah.
Right now. Look, look, we're looking at different formats for Martial Arts Professional Magazine, right? What we want to do is completely differentiate from, you know, Maya, from the other magazine, right? And we're looking at tabloid newspaper format, large form newspaper format, tabloid magazine format, which is kind of like Rolling Stone used to be, you know, the big magazine, which is the one I'm leaning to. I like that one better. It's a big ass book, right? Unfortunately, it's a little bit unwieldy to like read it, but that's not my goal. My goal is when it plops in your mailbox, you can't but go, "What is this?"
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, newspaper, you know, we have quotes from "It's Big Dude."
I like it too.
It's Big Dude. but what do you think of my strategy?
It's a good strategy.
I like it.
You know, because I mean, you know, people get numb and, you know, they just stop looking at it, so you got to change things up every now and then.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. It's Big Dude. It's, I think 11 by 17 basically is what it is.
Yeah,
so
that's
pretty,
right.
It's a pretty big form. It's a little
big
wider.
Magazine.
I think it's actually 12 or 13.
Do you guys ever test, like, does everybody even want a magazine anymore?
Well, that exactly is the problem we're trying to solve.
Well,
right?
I didn't get that. What did you say?
I'm like, I don't want a magazine.
Yeah.
5 years ago, I wanted a magazine.
Yeah.
So is
right.
It worth your $20,000 a month, whatever it costs you to even have a magazine?
It's like 35, yeah. But yeah, no, you're right. And that's exactly the internal conversation we're having.
But
right.
Condé Nast and all these other magazine publishers, they're all just disappearing because we don't read them anymore.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
That's
exactly. That's exactly what's happening behind the scenes.
Yeah,
yeah. I, you know, we're tracking response rates on all the, you know, advertisers' ads and our ads and things like that, and we're.
When Maya was, or maybe not in the old days, your kit was the thing. Oh, I got an ad. Oh, I got a magazine, and that
right.
was it.
Right.
Right. So you paid $100 a month
to get the magazine. Yeah.
What NAM is offering now, that's so irrelevant. You're selling us information. We don't care how it comes.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And that's part of the goal, but. But yeah, you're right, and that's the internal conversation: is how do we design a piece that is full of information that gets somebody excited about being a member, also serves the industry at a level that we can help like influence decision makers and thinkers, which means they actually have to open it, right? Which I mean, I don't know about you, but I get, you know, I used to get Condé Nast, that's dead. You know, I used to get I still get Robert White, you know, I still get all those things, and I got to tell you, it's a rare day when I actually break the shrink wrap open and look through it, you know.
Like, I get so much more value out of the packet that just says Stephen Oliver's newsletter.
Well, yeah.
And that costs you, what, a tenth of the magazine?
Oh, yeah. So it's inconsequential.
So if you threw away the magazine and just whatever was in there other than your ads you're trying to get us to read.
You put it in the newsletter.
That'd be $35,000 a month you'd be saving.
Oh, yeah. And again, like I said, that's exactly the internal conversation. Not necessarily because of $35,000, but mostly because the magazine has a certain perception of value in the marketplace. It's $7, or it's $8, right? Well, I mean, we could probably take the same content, reformat it in like a newspaper format or in a big tabloid format or something like that, and you don't, I'm not saying you perceive it to be higher or lower value, but maybe you just don't know the perception of the value. You don't know how much it should be worth. You don't know what the relative value should be. But anyway, so my point is that newspapers are suffering right now. And unfortunately, it's for a reason, because nobody's reading them much, and, you know, ads aren't pulling very well in there and stuff like that. So advertisers are pulling out, and, you know, it's the same as the same as the same. So the good news is you can get in pretty cheap. The bad news is you have to, because the volume you have to do to make it work is pretty damn high. Now, is it worth $400 to try this thing out? Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. On a Wednesday paper, I'm not sure if I'm in love with that.
See, that was the one that at least that they told me was their highest purchased paper.
Well, yeah, because that's the one they want to sell you an ad in. But, you know, really, you know. But, you know, I mean, is it worth a $400 test? Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's a good piece.
So Toby, the Gorilla model that you're using now, what's his headline? Secret to Shyness? Something.
7 Secrets to Unlock Your Child's Hidden Potential. Yeah.
So whatever. Now you'd be creating a website that's about confidence or shyness or whatever it is. So now the postcard or the insert in the newspaper would not have a karate guy at all. It would just be about parents. You want your kid to not be shy. Go to this website. Community service.
See, now for my, I mean, that's I didn't think about doing that.
Let me just follow through with that. So then you go to the website, and it's like a, this is a community service website to help children overcome blah, 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 blah. And now it's a long letter video, all that about how to overcome shyness. Click here for yours. Now it's interactive. You're getting a set of something, and still not talking about martial arts at all. Then after the third or fourth contact, now it's directing them to your school. Is that kind of the model? Or am I off base there?
No, you're just about right. Frank calls it the triangle of trust. And we're actually going to talk about it later when we talk about social networking. When we talk about social media, right? Like, if you think about Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff, the commonality between it and the rest of the market right now is, I believe, is that it's social. It's Frank calls it the triangle of trust. You have to move them from Facebook over to some content-rich media that then moves them into a sales funnel, right? So we're moving them from Facebook over to a blog, which gives them lots of reasons to opt in, which now puts them into our funnel, right? So in reality, Eric, the only step in what you described that's different than what we're doing is we're putting them immediately into an outbound telemarketing funnel. So when they're coming from any of these types of, and most of them are coming from different things, you know, like the birthday party thing. Right? They're going to a blind website where they opt in to doing the birthday party. Well, then, of course, we have to have somebody call them to schedule them or to follow up with them. You know, so basically, it's just whatever excuse we can have to segment the list. Who has parents, who are parents, who have kids, who are hopefully geographically targeted for us. You know what I mean? So we're really kind of widening the net a little bit, you know, and we're not really being perhaps even the specific. You know, and we're trying to go after a segment of the market who's trying to solve a problem. You know, like the birthday party problem, you know, or the, you know, tutoring problem, those types of things. You know, see, what we're beginning to believe more and more and more is that we have to go penetrate the people who have a specific problem that they're trying to go solve right now. You know, because I mean, that, you know, that's why karate ads always used to work. You know, they just had that mindset of this solves a certain problem, and now it takes more persuasion to do that. So if there's a mom look. Or what we're trying to do is we're trying to cut into the Sylvan market share and into the Bounce House market share, and you know, that's what we're doing. Because people are still looking for stuff. It's just, you guys ever use the Google keyword tool in your geography to see how many people are actually searching for martial arts in your area? You guys ever do that? Maybe we'll do that later. Eric's been through this and stuff. It tells you exactly how many people search for karate in Connecticut or karate in your town. So if there's only 4 people a year searching for those terms, well, then all the search engine optimization in the world. Yeah, you're gonna help. Okay, so other thoughts on this, guys? Or did that sort of answer your question, Eric?
Twitch, like I said, I didn't think of your way of going about that, which I might do, because the piece I'm looking at doing in the newspaper is just a bully protection class.
Well,
but. Directing it to a website that gives it content that...
And you do, Ron, in all this stuff, you do have to take a half a step back and think about strategy a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And as much as I like these pieces, right? I mean, I really do. If you're going to be blind, be blind. If you're going to be... it's like the hooker. If you're going to show something, show everything,
okay.
Right? I mean, the leadership fitness study, I like the idea, but if it's the 2 karate guys on there automatically, I mean, already you've sort of muddied the waters of your message. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I presume the one on the other side's going to pull better than that by far.
Oh, well, here you fixed it.
Well, that's why I think you were out of the room when I was telling that.
Okay, yeah, I had to. Do you guys see what I'm talking about here?
Yeah, I do.
You see what I'm saying? See, it's like direct mail. You know what? I think we're just going to go down to the restaurant. Is that okay with you?
Okay, that's fine.
I called him and told him that I was going to bring about 11 people.
Okay.
Is that all right
with
you?
I just wanted to... The only thing is I can think it was like at 2. Do you want me to have them...
What time is it right now?
Stay open a little
bit. 1:15.
It's 1:15.
What if we go right now?
Yeah, you're fine.
Okay, great.
I just want to let you know.
No, thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay.
We'll go right down.
Okay,
thanks.
Thank you.
I thought that'd be a good enough strategy for today. But... Let's talk about like direct mail, like enveloped direct mail, right? Like you're going to send something in an envelope, either number 10 or a big or whatever, right? You've got 2 strategies. Number 1 is sneak up on them and ambush them, right? Therefore, you want the thing to look just like someone sent you a letter that you are interested in opening, right? Number 2 is you're just overtly upfront. there's something inside you want to read, teaser copy, junk it all up so that they have a reason to open the envelope, right? Well, you can't be half pregnant. You got to be either sneak up or overtly advertising. You can't put a little advertising on a sneak up envelope because you're not sneaking up anymore. You've already lifted the skirt up past your knee. You might as well just take it off, right? So this is sort of like the same thing. I mean, the strategy on this is much better thought, much more well thought out, you know, because now you're not. Now the only other question I have here is, I'm not sure if I directly connect leadership with fitness. If I'm a parent, I'm not sure if I can make that connection. You know what I mean? That's all I'm gonna say about that. I'm just not sure. But the piece itself. I think you need to continue to think about strategy. But I really like all these pieces. You should make copies because I mean it's really good. Just on polarship. In which case, it isn't very good. So maybe we should just all go back to a big picture of a karate person on a postcard and send it out and see what happens. We've tried it. That doesn't work either. We really did. We really have. We tried a lot of stuff, man. We tried Denver, in fact, it worked because they had, you know, they had all the schools in one geographic area. So we just tried some real old, crappy stuff, and that didn't work either. So direct mail is a tough medium. Anything else? That's good stuff.
Actually, just
good stuff.
Not for a question of, with my webpage, I just had my webpage redone and all, and like you look at it at some point just to see what your overall feel of it is. But you had the video squeeze on that thing. Now, were you doing it? I thought Elsa said initially you guys were doing that as an AV split. Or are you just running the video squeeze?
Well, the real answer is we had a bunch of them we were testing, and then Elsa fell off a cliff.
Okay.
And all the front end free karate stuff. Right now, like today, I wouldn't go pay attention to what we're doing on freekarate.com. 3 months ago, yes. Another month from now, yes. But I need a new developer,
like,
and I need to solve some internal problems on that one. But the answer to the answer to the question you didn't ask that you want to ask is, what we found is that by using the video mechanism, we're able to squeeze them for their name, email, and phone number at the same rate that we used to squeeze them for just name and email using just text. So, and we've tested different, we tested Master Oliver, Master Smith, and me on the video, and mine pulls better.
The one with you with the mountains in the background and...
Yeah, and the light's really bad.
Yeah.
It's
that's
the worst
one
of the bunch.
That's
the
one I sort of copied.
It's the worst one of the bunch. It's the worst one of the bunch. But I would love to test Rob Tucker because he looks good on camera, right? I mean, Rob's a pretty good looking guy, right? So I'd love to test him, and I'd love to test a woman, and we're going to. But
we split tested ours.
Yeah.
With myself and my wife.
Yeah.
And she freaking helped.
Wife was a lot better.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, and again, in most cases, most cases with an individual school, your sampling is going to be so small that you probably really aren't going to get much of an indication. We're driving a bit more volume now, not a lot. I mean, it's not, you know, it's not like if you were in the herbal Viagra market.
Mm-hmm.
Or in the travel market.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that you can get some AV split tests done in a day and you know exactly what that's going
works.
On, right? See, our thing, the number of people that are moving through the funnels is very small in relative terms. But I was confident looking at the volume that we did have that my video pulled better than the other two folks. And if I had to make an estimation, I think that on that specific video, I was less threatening, I think. I think for some reason in Jeff Smith's delivery, I think he was maybe a little bit more
intense.
Maybe it was, and I don't know. I mean, I think that's why it was, but I don't know.
Are you running any non-video, or is it all video squeeze now? That's more of the question I was asking you.
All the squeeze pages we're doing right now are a little bit of copy, video, opt-in box, that sort of shit.
Like what you're. So what I'm saying is, you're not doing either. You go to the land on a video squeeze page or a page with no video at all. It's all landing on a page with some video on it of some sort.
Yeah, now they are.
Okay.
Which, by the way, the other piece of that is what Eric mentioned last time we were here. If you go to NapmaFreeOffer.com, if you scroll down, have you guys seen that? What it is you've got. I can show you later on. I'll show you. But what you've got on NapmaFreeOffer is you've got the video with a little headline and an opt-in box. Then if you scroll down a bit, the screen looks like it ends. It's black.
Mm.
And it's black for about this far. And then I have a long-ass sales letter below it that's keyword stuffed. There's lots and lots and lots of keyword density in it, right?
Because that's the part you gotta.
Because that's what Google's gonna look for, right? So what happens is you scroll down a little bit, and there's one more thing I can do that I didn't do that I promised that I wanted to do, but I just haven't yet. You can turn off the scroll bars, so that somebody can't see the scroll bar on the side. They can still scroll, but they can't. It doesn't display it. So when you scroll down, it looks like the page ends, and almost nobody scrolls past that. But what happens is you've still got the sales letter there for Google to crawl all the keywords. Does everybody understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, you guys get all that, right? I mean, it's pretty simple.
It's interesting.
It's like, you know, look, the average martial arts school operator never is going to have to do anything.
She's what it looks like.
You just got to go get in front of the people.
Exactly.
You just got to go get into the elementary schools, you go get into the daycares, you go get into the churches, you go get into the community activities. That's all that you're going to need, right?
Mm-hmm.
But all this stuff is like, once you have that, you add all this stuff on top of it.
It's screaming.
You got, it's good. Okay. Is that good, Ryan?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, great.
That's all my
main copies of those things, because seriously, you got some good copies.
Yeah. Or I was going to say, either that or you guys give me your email address and I'll email you the PDFs.
Yeah, that's
that's not bad. You should maybe email it to me and I'll blast it out to everybody.
Okay.
Well, you should have everybody's anyway. Do it both ways. Send it to me too, and I'll put it up on the website.
Okay.
Which, by the way, I want to build a, you know, that discussion forum has lots of technical challenges with it. It doesn't notify you, and it does a lot of things. So I'm going to build a different, we're going to build a different thing up there so you guys can all go up and post up stuff, like, you know, samples and stuff that's just for Inner Circle people.
Ron, what's your email?
Ron Achenbach. Actually, easier one. K-A-D-E-P-E-R-E, a lot of E's, at hotmail.com.
K-A-D-E-P-E-R-E?
Yep.
I just subscribed to your newsletter, so if you just catch it off of that.
Oh, on primary.org. So you should be getting something kicked back to you from Aweber.
Toby, can we discuss at some point, you know, then we can attempt a discussion about Inner Circle communication between members, like how we foster that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. No, in fact, my vision for the weekend is, which I didn't share, by the way, I'm not sure why. I've forgotten to do a lot of things over the weekend, I got to tell you. Realize that my brain is now full, and anything else that goes in, something else has to come out. So, my vision for the rest of the weekend was let's go down here to have lunch at this little restaurant and just kind of BS a little bit, and then we'll finish up with maybe two or three tonight, and then we'll only have one or two tomorrow, and then we'll spend the rest of the day just sort of truly masterminding, you know, with each other. And is that useful for everybody, you think?
Regrettably, we have to leave early tomorrow, I think, like 11 a.m. or something.
Okay. Well, you'll get a couple of hours anyway.
Like 2, I think. I got 1:30, 2 o'clock. I got to go.
Okay.
So what time do you fly out here?
I can't remember. And I lost the thing, so I got to call them up and find out.
The airport's not far, luckily.
Yes.
It's not like Denver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just clear across the state to go to the airport.
The next day, otherwise.
Which actually, you know, was one of the things I noticed when. The way decisions are made in some cases are kind of wacky, you know. And we had made the decision to come to San Antonio and be on the Riverwalk before we even looked at hotels. So then I started looking, and this literally was the only hotel in the city that has enough meeting space that is available this weekend, because there's an Oktoberfest that they have in San Antonio, and apparently that's a big deal, right? So that, you know, all I wanted to be the Marriott, but they were just jammed. Anyway, long story short. But that was another side effect. I noticed that Sunday, there aren't any late flights that go to any real cities. You know, like you can fly to, like, I don't know, Paducah or something, but you can't fly to Charlotte. You can't fly to, you know, you can't fly to any of the hubs. You can't fly to Atlanta. You can't. You know, you got to fly out by about 2 in the afternoon if you want to get to any of the major hubs. You know, so that was that's why next year is Orlando in the spring, and
San Diego
in the fall. Which, by the way, is another point before we break. Meeting December. I think we have option A, option B. Option A, we go back to Clearwater, which is fine with me. It's about 2 hours from my house. You know, I'm fine. It's about the same as probably what you're flying. Or we can do Orlando, which is closer to me, but in reality, Orlando might be an option just because it may be easier to fly direct for you folks. So just roll that marble around, and I don't
coming from New York,
have an opinion.
It's 2.5 and 1. Two and a half dozen of the other from New York. I mean, both the Tampa airport and the Orlando airport.
It's
are
direct for you?
Direct and cheap. So
okay. Charles, is it direct for you either way?
Yeah.
Okay, Ron?
I can't make it. December 1 is
okay.
During my holiday party. So.
Okay. John, is that direct for you or is that?
Yeah, I was just going to look up whether Southwest does both airlines.
Okay.
That's all the same.
Yeah, you're in Charlotte.
Yeah,
you're in a good spot.
Yeah.
Charlotte, you can get anywhere from Charlotte, man.
Yeah.
Northwest, right? Northwest is a big
one. We do Clearwater. Where is the meeting going to be held? Because I missed the last Clearwater one.
At that Radisson. Well, I don't know. I haven't booked it yet, but we've got a good relationship with them. There's a Radisson Hotel.
Is
right?
that on the beach or no? Because my wife's asking about coming with me. So.
It's not on the beach. Frankly, I think we're better off the beach.
Well, I personally don't care, but she wants to make a vacation out of it. So.
Yeah. We may want to stay at the Hilton, or I got to tell you that Sand Pearl is beautiful.
How far is that from where the meeting was?
20 minutes.
That's just not that bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just good enough. And how about Bermuda? Is it?
Yeah, it's not too far.
The dates are set.
East coast.
Is it? But I mean, can you fly directly to Orlando?
I go through Atlanta. I mean, it depends on which flight. I go through Atlanta down to Orlando or Miami to Orlando.
But either way, you have to go to Atlanta or Miami.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the same.
So if you're going to Clearwater, it would be the same. You'd have
same,
to
yeah.
Okay, so it looks like it doesn't make any difference anyway.
Yeah.
All right, I'll check with everybody else and make a decision in the next couple of days.
Yeah.
And let you guys know.
Yeah.
I don't have any opinion.
I put forward a different option for maybe the city of someone's school who was a Sherpa and who's willing to spend an afternoon with us. Now, that would be really worth a lot.
Well, that's interesting.
You know,
we were talking about that.
Well, that's interesting.
Wherever Steve Valley is, or you know, one of these guys that we can get.
He's in Fort Lauderdale. I've been in Fort Lauderdale for a while.
You know,
what would you guys?
We can get
gut,
spend a few hours.
Gut feeling. What would you feel about that?
I like that idea.
Thoughts?
We gotta do a school tour. Mm-hmm. Top school, yeah.
It's not a bad idea.
Yeah, it's in Florida. I'm all for that.
Okay, well, that's a good suggestion. I mean, you know,
yeah,
if anybody can pull it off, I can get Oliver to pull it off, right? I mean, look, right? Okay, well, yeah, let's.